From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. World governments failed to protect civilians from violence by states and armed groups, Amnesty International said Wednesday, calling the global response shameful and ineffective. In its annual report, the Human Rights Watchdog called 2014 a catastrophic one for millions of people around the world. Amnesty Secretary General Salil Shetty said in a statement, "As people suffered an escalation in barbarous attacks and repression, the international community has been found wanting." Ukraine's military reported for the second consecutive day Wednesday a significant reduction in attacks by pro-Russian rebels, but said a ceasefire has not yet taken hold. Rebels carried out 19 attacks on government-held territory and targets over the previous 24 hours, according to a Facebook statement by the Ukrainian military's press center. On Tuesday, rebels began pulling heavy weapons back from the front lines, as required by an internationally mediated ceasefire that was supposed to begin February 15. The United States demanded Tuesday that Islamic State militants release a group of more than 90 Assyrian Christians they kidnapped during raids in northeastern Syria. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki condemned the attacks and said the militants must release all civilians they are currently holding. Psaki also highlighted ongoing violence by Syrian forces, saying the U.S. remains committed to finding a political solution to the country's nearly three-year civil war that has left more than 200,000 people dead. This is VOA News. The U.S. lawmakers stalemated Wednesday over President Barack Obama's immigration policies and new funding for the country's Department of Homeland Security just 2 days before the agency runs out of money. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is calling for split votes in his chamber on a $40 billion Homeland Security budget and overturning Mr. Obama's immigration policy changes that would block deportation for more than 4 million immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally. But the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has already approved legislation linking the two issues, and Speaker John Boehner showed no inclination to support McConnell's plan for new split votes, even as Homeland Security's current funding runs out Friday. He said he doesn't know what the Senate is capable of passing. U.S. President Barack Obama's national security adviser has sharply criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to speak before Congress about the U.S.-led talks with Iran over its nuclear program. Mr. Netanyahu has accepted an invitation by House Speaker John Boehner to address a joint meeting of Congress March 3rd, 2 weeks before Israeli parliamentary elections. In an interview Tuesday with U.S. television journalist Charlie Rose, Susan Rice said the decision has injected a degree of partisanship to bilateral ties between the U.S. and Israel. Mr. Obama has since announced he will not meet with Mr. Netanyahu during his visit. A Chinese court has given a suspended 2.5-year prison sentence to an 81-year-old writer who recently criticized a senior Communist Party official. Huang Zerong was also slapped with a $4,800 fine Wednesday after the court in his hometown of Chengdu found him guilty of running an illegal business. The writer, who is better known by his pen name, Tier Lu, was the editor of a magazine called Small Scars from the Past. He was arrested in September after writing several articles critical of China's propaganda chief, Liu Yunshun. An avalanche in Afghanistan has killed at least 100 people, with the death toll expected to rise, officials said Wednesday. Winter storms hit hardest in the mountains of Panjshir province, north of Kabul. "We haven't seen this much snow or this many avalanches for 30 years, said the acting governor of Panjshir in an interview with Reuters. And U.S. President Barack Obama nominated a diplomat Tuesday to serve as the first U.S. ambassador to Somalia since 1991. The Senate must approve Catherine Danani for the post. Confirmed, she would lead the U.S. mission to Somalia, located in neighboring Kenya. I'm Bob Doty reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.